Well, hello again, my lovely little quiz mollusks. How are we all doing? I hope you've had a super, super week. Right, and we're back again, another week, another quiz. How absolutely lovely. Now, I never thought I'd say this, but we've actually caught up with all of your lovely shout-outs. At the moment, we haven't got any more, so please do keep them coming in because we love to get them, and I'm sure you love hearing them. If it's for, like, you know, something like a birthday or something like that, anniversary or whatever, you'd have to give us a good month's notice, all right, because otherwise we'll miss it. But, you know, we'll do our best to get to them as and when we can. But please do keep those shout-outs coming in at Pete Quiz on Twitter. And who have we got? Hi, Pete. Love the quiz. If possible, could you give a shout-out to my mum, Kelly? It's her birthday next week on the 12th of January. We love doing your quizzes as a family every week, and that's from Shannon. Well, thank you so much, Shannon. Happy birthday, Kelly, for the 12th of January. And we really do appreciate you doing the quiz and taking the time to drop us a line. That is lovely. Who's next? Hi, Pete. Still loving the quiz and the extra questions. Thank you very much for doing the extra questions. If you're not a subscriber, just ask your assistant about being a subscriber because you get 30 questions. Little plug there. Anyway, me and my girlfriend Catherine are getting married on the 21st of December. Any chance of a shout out? Thanks in advance. It's not advance for me, mate, I'm afraid. Sorry. And hope you're doing well and have a great Christmas and New Year. Oh, thanks very much for that. I am doing well. I'm doing better than well. I am marvellous. But unfortunately, we didn't get a name on that one. Maybe it was on your Twitter handle, I don't know. But whoever you are, mate, I hope you and Catherine had an amazing wedding. And thanks very much for doing the quiz. Right, let's get on with it, shall we? Question number one, of course, is music. Boy George sang with which band in the 1980s? Right, here come them ticks. Time's up. Question number two, history. Which American president is the only one to resign from office? Maureen, start that clock. Maureen, stop the clock. Question number three, around the world. The Little Mermaid statue by Edvard Eriksson sits on the promenade of which Scandinavian capital city? Is it A, Oslo, B, Copenhagen, or C, Stockholm? And your time starts now. That's all the time you get, I'm afraid. Question number four, entertainment. What was the name of the popular police drama that ran on ITV from the 16th of August 1983 until the 31st of August 2010? That's some run. I hope you're ready because here comes the clock. Pens down, you're out of time. Bong. Question number five, general knowledge, sports question. What sport do the Green Bay Packers play? Here comes your thinking time, but be quick. Bong. Question number six, music. Which famous Welsh singer played himself in Tim Burton's 1996 film Mars Attacks? Are you ready? Because here come them beeps. Did you get it? Hard luck if not, because you're out of time. Question number seven, history. During which decade did all adult women, not just some, but all adult women, get the right to vote in the UK? Start that clock. Stop that clock. Question number eight, food and drink. Marie Rose sauce is traditionally used in which popular starter dish? And the old ticky timer starts now. That's it. Time is up. Question number 9, entertainment. Which classic children's novel opens with the line, "Once there were four children, whose names were Peter, Susan, Edmund, and Lucy"? Here comes the clock, but don't think too hard, you'll blow a gasket. If I could turn back time, but I can't, and it's run out. And question number 10, general knowledge. Which of the Canary Islands is the largest and most populous? Is it A, Tenerife, B, Lanzarote, or C, Gran Canaria? Maureen, are you ready with that clock? That's it, no cheating, your time is up. Don't forget to keep them shout-outs and questions coming in on Twitter at Pete Quiz. Right then, let's put you out of your misery. Here we go with them lovely answers. Question number 1, music. Boy George sang in which band in the 1980s? It was Culture Club. Question number 2, history. Which American president is the only one to resign from office? It is, of course, Tricky Dicky Richard Nixon. Question number 3, around the world. The Little Mermaid statue stands on the promenade of which Scandinavian capital city? It is Copenhagen. Question number 4, entertainment. What was the name of the popular police drama that ran on ITV from 1983 to 2010? It was, of course, the much-loved The Bill. Question number 5, general knowledge. What sport do the Green Bay Packers play? They play American football. Question number 6, music. Which famous Welsh singer played himself in Tim Burton's 1996 film Mars Attacks? It was Sir Tom Jones. Question number 7, history. During which decade did all adult women get the right to vote in the UK? It was in the 1920s. It became law on the 2nd of July 1928, to be specific. Question number 8, food and drink. Marie sauce is traditionally used in a prawn cocktail. Question number 9, entertainment. Which classic children's novel opens with the line, "Once there were four children whose names were Peter, Susan, Edmund, and Lucy"? That is C.S. Lewis, The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe. My favourite when I was a kid, I absolutely loved that. And question number 10, general knowledge. Which of the Canary Islands is the largest and most populous? The answer was A, Tenerife. Did you know you can now subscribe on Spotify or Apple? And if you do, you get an extra 20 questions in your pub quiz. How good is that? Lovely. Ta-da!